put out little one-wheel things, you tow things around there.
Wheelbarrow? Yeah. We still have some of those around, but you can't get anybody to use them around my job and day. You give them a wheelbarrow and they're gone.
What about call them inside wheelbarrows?
Yeah, that's all I've ever called one. Mm. Georgia buggy.
Sam, yeah. So you sharpened your razor or a knife on one?
Yeah, you hone your razor.
What do you do it with?
Well, I sharpen mine with an emery stone.
What about if you were sharpening an axe? What would you?
Grindstone.
Yeah. What do you call the things you drive around in nowadays?
I call mine an automobile.
What do you do to something if it's squeaking and you want to lubricate it?
Grease it.
Yeah. What if you got grease all over your hands when you're doing that? You'd say, my hands are awful.
Oh, greasy, dirty.
Suppose your door was squeaking though, the hinge on it would.
Oh, we'd all like squeak.
Yeah. What you used to burn in, how'd you get light back in the old place?
I used an oil lamp.
What'd you burn in it?
Kerosene.
Did you ever, kind of make a lamp with a rag and a bottle or anything?
Well, yes, you can do that very easily. Did you ever put kerosene in the bottle and stick your rag down and make a wick out of it? Mm.
Did you ever call that whole thing anything?
No. We called them a flambeau around our job when they made out of metal with a rag stuck on the top of it. If we used to sit around to warn people maybe at night that there's a hole there, depression or something. Mm.
What do you call the thing the toothpaste comes out of, I guess?
Tube.
What do you do to a boat? Boat after you build it on land, you take it down to the water and...
Launch it?
Yeah. You like fishing?
Very much, but I don't get to go anymore.
Do you ever go out in boats?
Yeah, quite a bit.
Do you ever take out, what do you call a boat that you...
Rowboat? Mm-hmm. Yeah, used to row a lot, but we don't anymore since they made motors, an electric motor.
You call a rowboat with a flat bottom the same thing as a regular?
Well, generally, you got a rowboat, a flat bottom boat, one with a pointed keel on it.
I call them all rowboats, sir.
Most of them are flat boat.
If you were going, say, somewhere else, and I said, will you be home today? You might say, no,
I'm coming home tomorrow. I'm coming home late this afternoon.
What would you say if you were going to tell me where you were going? I would say, will you be home today? And you were going to tell me where you were going. Say, Well, no,
I'm going down here to visit. I'm going down here to tend to some business. I'll look at some of my business, and I won't be back until late this afternoon, probably.
If I ask you if you think, say, Nixon's going to be reelected, or if I'd ask you this one time about, you might say no, but like many people who think so.
Well, I'd say no. I don't know what the situation is right now with Nixon, but a lot of people don't think he can be reelected or will be elected. My personal feelings are that he could be reelected today if he wanted to.
If you have an argument with somebody and you wanted to ask him if he didn't think you were right about this, you'd say, well, I'm right.
Well, I tell you, maybe you may be right, but I think I'm right about it, because I don't ever say for sure that I'm right, because I could be wrong.